Blog Talk Radio.
Well, glory to God. Yes, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Welcome, everyone. So good to see all of you on the line this morning. We praise God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. And Pastor Mom is going to open us up with a word of prayer.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah. Holy Father, we come to you with good manners and come to you with good prayer, Lord. So be with us and stand by us. Lead us along the way. We need you all the way, Lord. Thank you for bringing us in this morning. Yes. Thank you for saying all good things for us this morning, Lord.
Yes.
We need you, Lord. We need you every step of the way. Lord, be with us and stand by. Oh, lead us along the way, Lord. Lord, lead us along the way and take us along the way. We need you, Lord. We need you every step of the way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, take us on the way. And lead the ones that need the love. We need
Thank you
all the way, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. Bless
our president
of the United States, Lord. Leave us and stand by us. Hold us in the hollow of our hand, Lord. Thank you. And lead everyone that they love.
Yes.
Hold them in the hollow of our hand, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for Pastor Mom this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that strength that you've given her this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for the wake-up call for Pastor Mom and for all of us. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Amen. I wanted to mention about last week. I think many of you were here with us last week. We had an awesome time on Father's Day with Minister Lenny Yarbrough and with Bishop Aaron McClary. Oh my God, it was just awesome. And you know, God made a way when it seemed like the enemy was trying to come in and stop what God was doing, but God made a way.
Yes.
So in case you all called in last week and you were not able to listen to the broadcast, what happened was there were technical difficulties, and we ended up switching and going on to a conference call. Let me tell you that God still had his way last week. Glory to God. You know, it was not recorded because we didn't do it under, you know, the normal way that we do things. Yet, God got all the glory. Hallelujah. I mean, it was a life-changing event. And the way that I look at it is apparently God just wanted those who were there to partake in it at that moment in time. Amen. And wow, did we partake. Praise God. So it was beautiful. So we're here today. No technical difficulties. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, Father God. Amen. So we're going to have our scripture for today. Let's go to Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and we're going to read that together. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. King James Version. Hallelujah. Let's read together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God, and a great king above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Hallelujah. So good to kneel before the Lord our Maker, even in our spirit. Hallelujah. Our spirit is kneeling before him. We're going to go to Psalm 34. Praise God. And we're going to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Amen. And just prepare yourself to say who the Lord is. Once we read this scripture together, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, and we'll open the line for everyone to be able to say, just to magnify the Lord and say who he is to you. Let's read Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. King James again. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Now this, the third verse, let's say it nice and loud together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. So what we've been doing here is we have just been magnifying the Lord. We've been telling him who he is, because you know what? Something happened when we began to tell the Lord who he is, declaring who he is to us, who he is, period. Amen. We've been challenged here to go from A to Z, to put the ABCs down and then put who the Lord is next to those ABCs. Amen. And then just begin to just declare and decree who the Lord is from A to Z. So we're not going to go, each of us are not going to go from A to Z this morning. However, say who the Lord is, and you can go from, you know, you can do a ABC, you can do a CDE, you can do a, you can skip around and do an N, a R, and a S. And the main thing is that we want to magnify the Lord today. So, Pastor Mom, let you get started.
Okay.
Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my provider.
Yes. You can say a couple more, Mom.
Okay. The Lord is my maker.
Amen.
The Lord is my banner.
Amen.
The Lord is my healer.
All right. And see, you know, once you get started, you just keep going. So you, when you begin to tell God who he is, you can just take your time and just do it all day long. But right here, we're just going to do about three or four of them saying who the Lord is. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to just open a line. We got this. This is who we have on the line, Sister Carrie. We'll go with open your line first, then Minister Elaine. We have a 954 number. Welcome, welcome. That sounds like a Florida number. We have Pastor Mark, and welcome home, Pastor Price. Glory to God. So that's who we have so far this morning. So Sister Carrie.
Good morning. The Lord is my healer. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my peace. And the Lord is my righteousness.
Amen. Keeper, healer, peace, righteousness. Glory to God. Thank you, Minister Carrie. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Elaine, magnify the Lord.
The Lord is my hope. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my redeemer. The Lord is my savior.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hope, rock, redeemer, and savior. Praise God for short-term memory. Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Minister Elaine. Good to see you this morning. Hallelujah. Area code 954. Tell us who you are. Area code 954. You on the air.
I'm on the air, but I'm sorry. I had stepped away for a hot second. The Lord is my love. The Lord is my Savior, and my name is Linda.
Hi, Sister Linda. Glory to God. Amen. Good to hear from you today. Amen. And yes, he is all that and more. Thank you. Thank you. Pastor Mark?
The Lord is my keeper. He's my provider. He's my shelter. He's my peace. Ooh.
Yes.
My healer, my love.
Amen.
I'm going to stop.
All right. But, yeah, hey, when you take that time with him, don't stop. Keep going. Hallelujah. Keeper, healer, peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mark. Always good to hear from you. Pastor Price, wow, good to see you this morning.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I'm kind of sleepy this morning, but that's all right. He's our Savior, my Lord. Go on.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I said we out and about.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes. So we thank him for being our Savior, our Lord, our God, my constant companion, my very best friend. And I praise him today. Glory to God.
Amen. Savior, Lord, constant companion. Very best friend. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And we're praying for strength for you and the girls. Praise God. You and the young ladies. Amen. Amen. Well, hallelujah. So we have a list here. And so, God gives us these assignments. And I won't call them a little assignment because when God tells you to do something, it may seem like a little thing. But when we're obedient and go ahead and do it, it turns into a great thing. Hallelujah. And sometimes we don't even know if we're going to need the assignment that the Lord gives to us. We don't even know that we may not even need it for 3 years. But when we do in obedience to do what God says to do, praise God, we'll be right on time. Amen. So we have some more. You can add these to your list if you don't have them on your list. And so you can repeat after me. Lord, you are my strong creator.
Lord, you are my strong creator.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the
God who
sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord my righteousness.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord my peace.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the Lord my sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord my Father.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord my Judge.
You are the Lord my Life.
You are the Lord my Life.
You are the Mighty God.
You are the Mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God who forgave.
And you are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we bless you, Lord God, as we just exalt you. You are the Holy One, the Awesome One, the True and Living One. Hallelujah. And I didn't get to say mine, so I'm going to say you are the Lord God Almighty. You are the Altogether Lovely One. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the Anointed One. You are the Author and the Perfecter of our faith. You are the All-Knowing God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And while we're saying who the Lord is, let's do some declarations here. Now, over a year ago, the Lord gave us a set of declarations to pray, to declare and to decree out into the atmosphere. And once again, I'll tell you, it seems like a simple thing, but this has been such a blessing to us as we have declared and decreed what has happened is Job 22 and 28. And it says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when we decree, these words that are coming out of our mouth are causing things to be established. Hallelujah. And I think about that scripture that says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. So as we decree, there's life that's being established to things that we need in our lives that we may not even know we need. Hallelujah. But God is shining his light upon it and upon our ways. Then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was talking to someone the other day, and, some of you know that I have an orchid. Mom and I have a beautiful orchid here, and the flower has faded off the orchid, but it's still very much alive. The leaves are so beautiful and so green, and there's buds, and we're expecting those orchids to come back again. Amen. So the flower fades. It's not dead. It fades, and then it comes back again. Hallelujah. But the word of God stands forever. It doesn't even fade. It doesn't even wither. It stands forever. Glory to God. So we'll read a couple of our declarations today. And as you repeat after me, you know, put your heart in it. Hallelujah. The Lord was saying to me, be fully engaged in this. Hallelujah. Don't just say that, but be fully engaged in it, like you really mean it, because you really do, and we really do need this. Amen. So repeat after me. No weapon
No weapon
formed against me,
shall prosper.
This is the heritage.
This is the heritage
of the Lord. Whatever I do,
will prosper.
For I am like a tree, that's planted
by the streams of water.
Hallelujah! Yes, we are. We thank you, Lord. Now those. That declaration is from Isaiah 54:17 and Psalm 1 and verse 3. Here's a one more declaration. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness,
disease.
To come up on my body.
Every disease.
Germ.
Allergy.
Allergic reaction.
And every virus.
That touches my body.
Dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus.
Every organ.
And every tissue. And every tissue of my body
functions
in the perfection that God created it
to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Galatians 3:13. Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. And you know what? We thank the Lord for these declarations. He had us to begin to declare and decree this even before there was a coronavirus, that we didn't know nothing about that. And now, you know, to say that every virus, glory to God, even because we didn't know about the Delta Plus, all of these mutations of a virus. So we've covered it. Hallelujah. By his spirit, we have covered it. We didn't even know we needed this 2 or 3 years ago. Hallelujah. But we need it, and he told us about it before it even happened. Hallelujah. So we're praying against every virus, hallelujah, that touches our body. I'm in awe of God. He is absolutely awesome, and he's always working wonders. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God.
Yes,
praise his holy name. Amen. So now we're going to have a time of praise and worship. We have our dear Sister McDowell. Hallelujah. So we're going to hear from her this morning. Praise God, and feel free to sing along.
Lord, your steadfast love. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. His mercies are fresh and new every morning. You know, when I was hearing and singing the song with her, glad to be in the service one more time. You didn't have to let me live. You didn't have to let me live. But I'm glad to be in the service one more time. Hallelujah, because we see so many things going on in this world right now. And since the pandemic and even here recently, there's been so many people who have just been passing away and really strange things going on, like the building collapsing in Florida. I mean, it's so many different things that are going on right now. And so it's a privilege, it's an honor, it's a wonderful thing to be in the service, hallelujah, to be able to gather together in his name one more time. And we don't take it lightly, we just praise him and we give him all the glory. And I thank him for each and every one of you, you know, who are still here and yet in the land of the living, amen, to be here, to give him glory with me. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go now to our prayer for finances. Here's another thing that the Lord gave to us and, you know, to pray a prayer together for our finances. Because, once again, with so many things going on, he wants to make sure that we have enough for ourselves to the point where we have an overflow, to the point where we can give to others. Glory to God. And I always ask, you know, if you have any testimonies, financial or any other testimonies, we do want to hear from you. So, you know, please let us know when the Lord allows you to release that testimony out. But I just wanted to say, you know, by way of testimony, and the Lord brought this to my mind just as we were here on the air just now, that Pastor Mom and myself, that we've been able to give this year. Hallelujah. I can't recall that we have been able to give like this since we've been together here as me as an adult for 12 years now. And it's been a blessing. The Lord has just been sending to us, finance to us from the north, the south, the east, and the west in such miraculous ways. It's been an overflow for us, and we've allowed that overflow to go to others who, who are in need, but who the Lord allowed them to be able to receive the seed right now. Amen. And so we thank God for that. We give him all the glory for it. Hallelujah. And that's what he wants. He wants us to be blessed in our finances
and overflow so we can bless others. So let's pray this prayer together. You can just repeat this prayer after me. Lord,
Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a
good steward
of all you give me.
And walk
in
total agreement
as to
how
it is
to
be spent.
Help me
to
remember
that
all I have
belongs to you,
and to be grateful for it.
I pray
that I will find
it easy
to give to you
and to others
as you have instructed
in your word.
Give me wisdom
to
handle money wisely.
May
I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And
may my money
not be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed,
or
wasted.
Multiply it.
So that what I make
will
go a long way.
I pray
that I will not be anxious
about
finances,
but
will seek your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do,
I
will have all I need.
In
Jesus'
name,
amen. Hallelujah. Now, those who are giving, and you have been giving very well to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and we praise God for that. We know that he's been blessing your life because you have been a blessing to this church. Hallelujah. Amen. To his work of ministry that's being done here. So there's three ways to give. And the name of the church is East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And the way that you give is the first initials, and that is ESLCCC. And we have a cash app, so it's $LCCC. Amen. You can also give, if you're here in the building, you can give at the door, and our door is 2E. And or you can mail. Hallelujah. You can mail it, and you make checks payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. So once again, it's 2800 Olive, OLIVE Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Hallelujah. And so so for those who are doing Cash App right now, those who are going to come to the door, some have come earlier, those who are mailing, making your checks payable to ESLCCC and mailing them, amen. We're going to pray over you now, and also what is in our offering basket right now. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you. We absolutely love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for providing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for those who are tithing. You said in the book of Malachi that if we give, it shall be, you said in the book of Malachi, we can even test you on this, try you on this, and give that 10% and watch you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that's too much for us to receive. So, Lord, we thank you for the tithers.
Yes.
right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we thank you for that overflow blessing that's coming back to them even now, to us, even now in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, we thank you for the givers. Your word says, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're giving, that as we give, you're causing others to give to us. Hallelujah. And as I was just saying that, the Lord says that there are some blessings. There are some back blessings. There are some blessings that's been clogged up, that's been held up. And the Lord says, as you give, glory to God, as you give, the blessings that have been blocked are going to unblock. Blessings from the past, the back blessings are going to come to your hand even immediately in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think of a story, he brought this to my mind just now, that years ago, the Lord had me to go to, this was in 1982, not 92. Excuse me, 829. In 1992, he had me to go to this lady tell her about giving. And, you know, that was when I was about to be ordained, and to have her to pray to see if she wanted to sow into my life, because I was going from New Jersey to California to be ordained. Anyway, the Lord immediately laid on our heart to sow. And when she did that, she called me a couple of days later. She was crying and laughing at the same time. I didn't know what she was saying, but later on, come to find out that she had a janitorial business, her and her husband, and someone had owed them money for several years. And once she released that offering, then the money was released and had been held up for years. And she was just like, wow, this is awesome. You know, so God has something for you that he wants to get to you. Amen. That's how he is. And then the last, thank you, Lord God, for Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11. We always stand on that. Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 says, the Lord says, I'll make you a thousandfold more than you are right now, and bless you as I promised you. So, amen. So, Lord, we thank you for all of those blessings, Lord. You are doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. And we thank you for the awesome wealth transfer that's going on right now, and that we are poised and ready to receive the wealth of the wicked that has been laid up just for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I heard yesterday Pastor Catherine was saying, did you hear that the guy with the cryptocurrency became a trillionaire off of giving $20? I was like, get out of here. So I looked it up, and this guy gave $20 or invested $20 into cryptocurrency, and on the computer screen it said that he now had over $1 trillion in his account. But you know, that was a typo. But just the thought of that, God can do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask, think, or even imagine. So look that up if the Lord leads you to look it up. It's pretty funny to look at. Amen. Amen. So now, last week we had Minister Lenny on. We were not able to. We had technical difficulties, so we weren't able to record our Father's Day program, but we ended up having it anyway, even for those who called and weren't able to keep up with us. But we ended up having the program our church service via conference call, and God moved awesomely by his Spirit. Now, what Minister Lenny did, he's a professional musician, man of God, and he played a song called Jesus, the Center of My Joy. So I just want to play, even if we don't do all of it, I want to play part of it. Love that song anyway. Probably most of you know it and love it as well. So before we get to the word today, the ultimate treasure hunt, woo-hoo! Before we get to the word today, we want to hear Minister Lenny Yarbrough playing Jesus is the Center of My Joy. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, at first I was going to try to shorten it, but I couldn't see anywhere that I wanted to cut it off. So I needed to play all of it. Because at the end, it seemed like he was just talking straight to God with that flute. Amen. 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 So those who may have come on a little later, that was my brother-in-law, my brother-in-love, hallelujah, Minister Lenny Yarbrough, and he was playing on the flute, "Jesus is the Center of My Joy," hallelujah. And just want to just thank and praise God for him and my sister Mary, who are celebrating their 39th wedding anniversary as of yesterday. Hallelujah. So happy anniversary, Minister Mary and Minister Lenny. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So let's go to the Word of God today. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We adore you. We magnify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for this word today, this word that you want your people to know this today, Lord God. We bless your name for it. Hallelujah. And Lord God, let it just flow through out of your spirit, through my mouth, Lord God. Hallelujah. And everything you want said, let it be said today. And everything that you say, let it be received, not just in our heads, but in our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then, Lord God, let it be fun. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. You are a God of fun as well. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Let this be a joyful, fun, loving message. And we give you praise for it now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So as we get started, you guys are going to have a little something to do today. So if you don't have a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen or, you know, if you have your computer, you can type it in. But at a certain point, we need you to write down something. And I would really prefer, hopefully you can, to write it down. Amen. Because we need you to write it down. We're going to have a map before we finish today. We're going to have a map. And you're going to want to have that map with you where you go. So I guess put it on your computer, I mean on your phone or whatever. But there's going to be some areas that we're going to have you to write down. I think it's, let me see, 5 areas. It's not a lot, but 5 areas that we want you to write down and then have it with you, because this is going to be a blessing. Hallelujah. So let's start with a scripture this morning. Luke 15, verses 4 through 6. Luke 15, verses 4 through 6. Luke 15 says, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulder, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I say to you that likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance." Praise God. So God
God really, he goes after those who are lost. He goes after those sinners that need to repent. You know, he's chasing after those. Amen. And as the Bible says, such were some of you. Hallelujah. Such were some of you. Such were even me. I mean, he chased after me until he got me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's chasing after people. He's looking for those who are lost, and he wants all of us to be saved. Amen. And so with this ultimate treasure hunt, you know, I have been called as an evangelist. And for many years, when I lived in New Jersey and I was with the Christian Fellowship Center and Outreach Ministries, I became the person over evangelism. So the Lord has given me a heart for those who are out there. I help to organize and set up a street evangelism, and that was years ago. But let me tell you that it wasn't always like that for me. That I didn't always see the value of the one that was out there that was lost. I didn't see the value. Pastor Price, you know, she's been evangelizing for a long time. You know, she has a beautiful heart for God and for God's people. And I can recall, I'm telling you, this was over 30 years ago, where she would say to me when someone got saved, oh, she'd be so excited. She would just be, oh, they got saved. It was wonderful. And back 30-some years ago, I'd be like, fine, whatever, that's good. You know, it didn't touch my heart the way it touches my heart now, fully get saved, for them to get born again. And it brings tears to my eyes because, you know, if they're not saved, if people are not saved, they're going to hell. They're on their way to a burning hell for real because, you know, God doesn't want us to go to hell, okay? Number one, he does not want us to go to hell. But because Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, that was set as the default. You know, as a programmer, I found out that you could set something. You could set it on, you could set it off, you could set it as a default. If something is set as a default, if no action is taken, it'll go into the default. And so hell is the default because Adam and Eve set it as the default. If nothing is said, you know, there's no straddling the fence. You know, a person has to make the choice completely and totally. Otherwise, the default is hell. And so he gives us an opportunity. He gave all of us an opportunity to be saved. And we are his treasures. Hallelujah. He really felt so much about us, loved us so much that he died for us. I don't know any other religion. I haven't heard of Buddha trying to die, Muhammad trying to die for us that would cause us to be saved. So when Jesus died for us and for our sins, he gave the opportunity for us to be saved. We're a treasure to him. Hallelujah. We are treasures to God. Amen. And there are so many treasures that are out there. Now, they may not look like treasures. Come on. And we didn't look like treasures before we got saved. And they may not look like treasures, but God says, you know, how a person would leave the 99 for the one. For the one. Amen. And so, you know, about 30 years ago or so, maybe more like 20-something years, when I was at Christian Fellowship Center and we were doing evangelism, we go out on the street. And I found these tracks. And you may have been walking down the street and you may have somebody gave you a track or something. You might have looked at it for a second, maybe balled it up and threw it away, or you know, and some people would do that with tracks. And I ran across these wonderful tracks, and the name of it was Four Things God Wants You to Know. And usually if you got four things that God wants you to know, people are like, it's just four? I think I can take some time and read what the four things are that God wants me to know about. Amen. And so we started off giving out these tracts. I had thousands of them. And we walked down the street and give them to people. And it was a wonderful way to evangelize. And I'm going to talk about those four things that God wants you to know, because I hear people say, well, what? What's the fourth thing? I'm going to tell you about that. And so we started off with four things God wants you to know. And later on, much later on, I found out about the ultimate treasure hunt. And in my heart and my mind, it was like, okay, when you put both of these together, then people are equipped to lead people to Jesus. Amen. So we're going to get there and let you know what we're talking about. Let's go back to four things God wants you to know. Number one, now I'm not saying you have to write this down at this point. This is not the writing down part, but since you got a paper and a pen in your hand, you might as well. Okay, so number one, four things God wants you to know. Number one, you need to be saved. You need to be saved, and I needed to be saved too. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. So everybody needs to be saved. And as I said before, because of what Adam and Eve did, the default is hell. Everybody has sinned and come short of the glory of God, even a newborn baby. You know, they walked right into the default. Now, God is merciful and he's kind, okay? So we don't know all the ups and the downs about children who leave out of here before they're able to make a decision. But we know that God is merciful. Amen? Okay, number two. Number one was you need to be saved. Number two, you can't save yourself. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, by grace are you saved. Let me say that again. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So here we are with this grace. God has given us grace to be saved. By that grace, and it's our faith, hallelujah, that receives that grace so that we can be saved. And it's a gift, so we can't work it up. And if you look at a lot of the world's religions, they're working up. They got to do some kind of work. All we have to do is believe and to receive this gift from God. Okay, number three, God has provided for your salvation. Amen. He's provided already. Amen. He provided. Before you made the decision, he already provided. John 3:16, and say it along with me. I know you know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So he's already provided. He provided, the Father God provided by giving Jesus Christ and so that we could believe on him and the works that he did, that we would have eternal life. And then number four is your part, how to receive Jesus. And that's Romans 10 and verse 9. And it says, you can say it with me if you know it. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. And believing that Jesus is who he says he is and who the Bible says that he is, and that God has raised him from the dead. And then you're saved. Just believing and saying it, and you're saved. Hallelujah. So those are the four things that God wants you to know. And, you know, when we love God, hallelujah, we have a relationship with him. We, you know, we take those scriptures, we meditate on them, and just have them in us. And more than anything, the love of God in us. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me an illustration about his love. And it's a simple illustration, and it's about, you know, how we get to know him. If you can visualize a cross. And the cross has a vertical part, and the cross has a horizontal part. So that vertical part of the cross is like having a relationship with the Lord. He's reaching down to us, and we're reaching up to him. It's a vertical relationship. And that even that vertical looks like a one. We become one with him. Hallelujah. He's in us, and we're in him, and we are one. And we get to know God. We get to love God. And we're loving on him. He's loving on us. And his love is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And then if you can visualize the vertical, the horizontal part of the cross. And that's kind of like if your arms are stretched out. If you're standing and your arms are stretched out. And it's that horizontal part. So what happens is with the vertical part is the love of God just fills us so much. It's like our arms just go out horizontally, and we have to reach out to others. There's an outreach that comes through us, and when it comes by the love of God, hallelujah, when the love of God is shed abroad in your heart, when the love of God reaches out through you, through us, then we become the arms. And we become the legs of God, and we become the body of God. Hallelujah. And then we can reach out to others. And I'm telling you that if a person has never, ever stepped their foot into a church, they know love when love comes to them. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. So, hallelujah. I'm just listening for these directions here. We're going to go to our treasure map. Praise God. Now, when I gave out tracts and, you know, really told people about tracts before and everything, that even giving out tracts, that had to be done by love. Love had to be in there. And now, I read this book by Kevin Dedmon, D-E-D-M-O-N, and it's called The Ultimate Treasure Hunt. Now, I got this book about maybe 10 years ago from a friend of mine in New Jersey, and she was not known as an evangelist, but she said when she read the book and they studied it at her church, she said all she could think about was me. And she said, I really needed that book. And I thank Sister Valerie this day for giving me that book because it really adds to evangelism in a way that I had not seen it organized like this before. And when I look at it, I know that God was doing something in me like that. That's why she could see me in it, because I had talked to her about some things that how God had moved in my life. And so, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, Minister Elaine, I see your text here. So we'll get to you before this is over. Amen. And so God had been doing some things with me before I read this book. But after I read the book, I was like, wow, you just didn't do this with me. You did it with other people. And so I'm going to recall a moment in time where I was going to a church service, and as I was getting ready to go, the Lord told me, and it wasn't my church, it was somebody else's church, and I hadn't been to before. And so they were having a program, and I was led to go to it. And so that day, the Lord told me, he said, now, wear that pleated dress you have and put on some pearls with it. And I remember that day because I was like, you know, the church service is about to start. Ironing these pleats is going to be kind of hard, you know. And he said, oh, I'll show you how to iron. And he showed me how to iron about about five pleats at a time, and it got done very quickly. And when I got to the church, he had me notice a lady who had pleats and pearls on. I think she had a pleated skirt on, and she had a string of pearls on. And he said, now, I have a word for this lady through you. And because he emphasized the pleats and the pearls, I had such a confidence that this was a word that was going to go to this woman and that she was going to receive it. Amen. And so years later, when I got to this treasure map, the treasure map is like, it's kind of like that. The Holy Spirit told me some things in advance. And when I saw that person, I knew that this was the right person at the right time. And when I went to her to pray for her to release the word that God had given, it was fully received. Amen. So now with this treasure map, what Kevin Detman did was he put together 5 points and to be able to get a word of knowledge for a situation before you walk into it. Now, if you've never gotten a word of knowledge, don't worry about it, all right? Don't even worry about it at all. What we're going to do is let the Holy Spirit, I'm going to name some things, and you write down the first thing that comes to your mind. Many times, when we hear from the Holy Spirit, we'll say something like, that came off the top of my head. I got that from off the top of my head. I got that out of the blue. And it's the Holy Ghost talking to you. Hallelujah. Giving you instruction and direction. So what we're going to do, and I'll explain some more a little bit more later, but you have a piece of paper. The first thing I want you to write down is the word location. Write down the word location. And then give yourself some space to be able to write down about 6 things that come to you. Now, don't struggle with it. Don't strain with it. And I'm going to give you a little more instruction with location. Right now, we're still kind of in a pandemic. So there's not a lot of places. If you're like me, there's not a lot of places I go to right now. When I think of location, The places that I tend to go to right now is we have a grocery store here called Snook's, so the local grocery store. I go to Walmart, Sam's Club, Trader Joe's, to like down to the lobby of the apartment building that I live in, okay? So right now, in terms of location, think of the location that you have gone to recently or that you may have a tendency to go through to. If you do not leave your home that much, you might want to put the front door. You might want to put your living room. You might want to put your bedroom, okay? So where it says location, I'm going to give you a short amount of time, about a minute or so, to write down a location, okay? Write down, try to get up to 6 locations. If you can't, just whatever comes off the top of your head, just write it down. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you wrote something down mm-hmm. in that amount of time. Okay. So then the next thing that we're going to write down is, and also I'm going to ask you, for those of you, so prepare yourself for it. I'm going to ask a couple of people to say, you know, in different things what you wrote down. Okay. The second group is, write down a person's name. The first name that comes to your mind, just write it down. And if you can get up to about 6 names, that would be great. But we're just going to take a minute to write down 6 names.
Write down
6
names.
Names. Yes. Okay, we'll give you a few more seconds here. All right. I hope that wasn't too fast, but we don't want you to think about it too much. We just want you to just write it down.
Okay.
Okay, now, the next part is, you write down a person's appearance. A person's appearance. Okay. So their appearance could be the color of a specific article of clothing, the color of their hair. So you just write down something about a person's appearance. It could be their shoes. You may even think about what you're wearing right now, okay, because God dressed you this morning, so you might write that down as an appearance, okay, so we'll give you a minute on that. Okay. Okay, if you had 6, that's fine.
Okay.
If not, just, you know, stop where you are, and maybe the Lord will give you something else later to write down. Okay, now the next one is what might that person need prayer for? What they may need prayer for. And so something like, say, for instance, if you see a person with a knee brace on, or you see somebody with a cane, or you can just write down something like, you know, kidneys or tumors or, you know, their left ankle or right ankle, or maybe they may be going through something in their marriage, you know, or maybe they're celebrating their marriage anniversary. Your wedding anniversary or, you know, something like that. Something, you know, maybe their children, that they need prayer for that. So we'll give you a minute on that, too, to write down about 6 of them. All right. Amen. And this is the last one. Now, this may have come to you even before, but the last one is the unusual. I mean, just go way out, something unusual, like a lollipop, a windmill, a lime green door, dolphins, just something unusual. And write down about, you know, six things that are unusual. Okay. Wow, Pastor Mom, you finished quick. Amen. Amen. Okay. Praise God. So, all right. So now let's hear from you all. Let's hear from you. Amen. And you can press your number one key if you want to share some of the locations that you have. Amen. If you want to share some of the locations, well, you know what? You guys, put your phone on mute. I don't know if the number one key is working today. Put your phones, your own phones on mute. I'm going to open up all the lines. And so then you could just kind of say it. Okay, I'm opening up your line. For those of you who just maybe joined us, we're putting together a treasure map, an ultimate treasure map. And so we were going through, we have five categories that we were just writing down and letting the Holy Ghost just drop some information into our spirit about five different categories. And one was to put down location, to write down a person's name, a person's appearance, what they might need prayer for, and for the unusual. Okay? So everybody's line is open, so make sure when you're not talking that you mute your line, that you mute, put your own mute on your phone. Does anybody want to share what they have for location? Alrighty. So I'll share what I have. For location, I have Walmart, Sam's Club, Trader Joe's, and I have our local grocery store that's called Snook. And I have the Heritage House. And I'm going to say the Heritage House parking lot. Okay.
I have bread, clean. What?
You have a location, Mama?
I have a location.
Okay. I think you were doing the unusual.
No.
Okay, we're going to get to you, and you can say that. Okay? Anybody? You can just talk.
Work, restaurant, Quick Trip.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's good. Work, restaurant, Quick Trip. Amen. Okay. Everybody, make sure your phone's on mute. Make sure you're muted if you're not talking. Thank you, Pastor Mark. So let's go to the next one, a person's name. Anybody want to share some names you have?
Mary.
Okay. You got Mary. Amen. What else you got? You got Mary?
No.
Okay. Anybody else? You got any other names? Okay.
John.
So the name,
Oh, go ahead.
Beverly and John. This is Sister Carrie.
Oh, Sister Carrie, Beverly and John.
Yes.
Do you know I have Beverly written down? Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I don't have John, but I have Beverly. Amen.
I have John. I have Francisco, John, Mayalis, Michael, Ebony, and Elizabeth.
Okay, is that was Pastor Price?
Yes.
Amen. So you had a John too.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. Now if we were getting in groups, then those people who have the same name or the same have something in common, they would group together. So amen. So that's good. That's good. Okay. And then appearance. Okay. Anybody want to share some appearance?
I have tall, bald, young, old, and reddish color. Reddish.
Okay. Well, you know I'm in my red season, so I got red all over the place. I got red shoes and red hair. Anybody else got some red or anything that Pastor Price has?
This is Sister Race. I was going to write. I was going to write red, but I put white. I think I put yellow shirt, white shirt. Because right now I don't have my notebook in front of me. And when you had location, Walmart was one of the locations that I had put. This Rachel.
Okay.
In Jersey City.
Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got a couple of Walmarts there. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Okay, let's go on to what a person may need prayer for. Somebody share what you got on that.
I have knee, ankle, stomach, eyes, and ears.
Okay. I have knee as well. Anybody have any of that?
I have birth of a child, traveling, and job loss.
Okay. Amen. Anybody else?
So this is Rachel again. I would have put prayer for the heart, and the mind, and those with health issues and mental issues.
Okay.
But I didn't write it down. Yeah, I didn't write it down because I'm downstairs cooking.
Okay. Okay. Amen. That's good. That's good. Anyone else want to share on that real quick?
The back. This is Joanne.
Yes.
The back.
Oh, the back?
Yes.
I have back.
Oh, okay.
Amen. Amen. All right.
And
then,
I
want to
speak on the location. Can I speak on the location?
Sure.
ShopRite, Backstage Macy, and my cousin house, and my nephew house, and my building.
Okay. Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. All right. And so let's go to the unusual, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more. The unusual. Mama, you had unusual stuff. What you got over there?
I got doors.
Uh huh.
And yours and Mary.
Uh huh.
Bread.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I have.
Yes, she has door and bread.
Uh huh.
Amen. That's good.
Okay.
All right. So for my unusual, I have kite, firecracker, popcorn, shark,
galloping horse, and cave. Anybody else want to share their unusual?
I have a cursing, bangs on men, you like to bang a straight bang on a man. I have one with wavy hair. I see men with wavy hair.
Okay.
With that wavy hair.
Yeah, that's kind of unusual.
And shoes, distinguished shoes. With shoes like boots and shoes.
Okay. Amen. Thank you. Thank you all for sharing. Now, anybody else?
I had cowboy boots.
Okay. Amen. All right. Now, with all that we have written down, the Holy Spirit has just given all of us a treasure map so that we can recognize the treasure that he's sending to us. Because he's going to send somebody to us. One day, I have been doing this with groups. We've done this with groups, and when we had something in common, we put two or three people in a group and send the groups out. We've done this at the mall before, and we did it for like maybe an hour and a half at the mall, and it was absolutely just awesome. You know, at first it was like la la la, and then it was just like unbelievable. God was just sending people like magnets that were on our list. And so, but we're not going to get together in groups. But I tell you what, your paper that you have, take that paper and put it in your wallet or put it in your purse and carry it with you. One of the latest things that happened, I was just doing this. I was led to do it by myself with the Lord. And so I was writing some things down. And one thing I wrote down was red hair. And, I went to the grocery store, to Snooks, and I wasn't even thinking about this, you know, while I was in there. And I was buying cake, so I was standing there looking at the cakes that they baked there at the grocery store. And as I was standing there, a woman came over, and she said, "Girl, whatever cake you pick is going to be good, because all they got in here is good cake." And I looked up, and she had blood red hair. And the Lord reminded me that she was on my treasure map. So I said thank you and everything, and I took out the treasure map, and she was still kind of hanging around, you know, with her family. And I went over to her, and I said, "You know, I'm on a treasure hunt, and you are one of the treasures on this map because your red hair is here. Can I pray for you about something?" And she was like, "Yeah, I need some prayer." And so I ended up praying with her. Amen. And if I remember correctly, after I prayed with her, I asked her about her relationship with Jesus, and she received Jesus as her Savior. And so this is how the treasure map works. You know, the Holy Spirit, like, I'll say it this way. Before, when we went out, we were giving out tracts. You know, of course, we're still led by the Holy Ghost. But this, I love this because some of the things are really kind of different, kind of quote-unquote strange. And when you run across somebody, you know, who has this, then you know, confirmation to you that you have heard from the Lord. And then when you show it to them, then it's a blessing to them because they're like, oh, my God, God was thinking about me? And God told you about me before you even met me? And so it's such a blessing to them. There were times where we have gone out and when we went to the mall and we put, someone put a pregnant woman on there and the color of a shirt. Well, there was a pregnant woman who had that color shirt on. And so then, you know, we went to her and said, you know, we're on a treasure hunt. We believe you're the treasure. What can we pray for you about? And then we had the other part of the list with prayer, things that she might need, a person might need prayer for. And one of those things that we had on the paper was what she needed prayer for. So she knew and we knew that the Holy Ghost was in the midst of this, that this was a supernatural thing. And so now we've even done this like individually. We went on a trip, the healing ministry, a couple of years ago. We sat at the dinner table and we made our treasure map. And as we were out of town, we had our own treasure map. We weren't in groups. We had our own treasure map, and we kept our eyes and ears open for someone who was on that list so that we could be able to pray for them. So there's a boldness that God is going to give you with this. If you've never approached anyone before, you know, I believe all of us can pray for someone. You know, if you don't get to the point of praying for them for salvation, at least you can pray for them and sow some seeds. And then, but still be ready to pray the prayer of salvation with them at any time. And so what I'm hearing from the Lord on this is to hold on to this. And we're going to come back to this every Sunday in July. For those of you who... you know, pray with someone. We want to hear from you next Sunday when we have our tag team preaching. So that can be a part of it. Because I'm telling you, I know with a blessed assurance that what you have written down, as you keep your eyes open and listen to the Holy Ghost, you're going to run into people who are on your list. And if you say, oh, I'm just at home. Well, we have people who come in and do stuff. Like I order Instacart, you know. So I'm going to have my eyes and ears open for when the Instacart person comes to deliver. Amen. And also, I live in an apartment building. The maintenance people come in. And if a nurse comes in. And so you don't necessarily have to go out for this to happen. And even somebody may even tell you on the phone, you'll be talking to someone on the phone, and they'll say, girl, I just bought me a pair of red shoes. I never did that before. So God could do this or manifest these people to you in any way that he wants to do it. And you just have to be open for God. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for this treasure map. Open my eyes.
Open my
ears.
Open my ears.
To the people
that you want me to
pray with. Bring them to me, Lord.
Bring them to me, Lord.
And give me the boldness.
And give me the boldness
to pray with them, Lord.
To pray with them, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord God.
And we thank you, Lord God.
That whatever I pray for,
by your spirit,
shall be done.
Shall be done.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if somebody comes, if you have backache on there and somebody comes around you holding their back and you pray for them by the Spirit of the Lord, that back is going to be healed. Even if you never prayed for anybody's healing, that back will be healed in the name of Jesus. And as the Lord has said to us, what God reveals, he heals. Amen. Amen. So we're just going to step out boldly by the Spirit of God, because there are treasures out there. And the Lord is saying, not only are there treasures out there, but there are treasures everywhere, all around us. There's a scripture that I'm going to end with, say a little bit more about this next week. But you guys, it's the first Sunday next week, so be prepared for tag team preaching, and also be prepared for communion, because we'll be taking communion next Sunday as well. Now, here's a scripture that the Lord gave to me that I thought was so awesome. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 6 through 7. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 6 and 7. And it says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels," hallelujah, "that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We have a treasure in us, Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. We have a treasure in our earthen vessels, in our body. And it's the excellency of the power that is of God and not of us. So don't put your mind on yourself at all. You have a treasure. I have a treasure. We're born again. We have a treasure, and God is our treasure. Hallelujah. The fullness of the Godhead lives on the inside of us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So what he's doing is he's leading the treasure to the treasure. Glory to God. We have the treasure in us. And then we get to the treasure and we share our treasure with the treasure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's a beautiful thing when it happens. Just recently, I went out to lunch, and there was a young lady there, and God has started to give me like a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, just a knowing to even know when people want to beg for money. I know I can look at somebody from across a parking lot and know that they're about to ask me for money. Well, we were in a restaurant, and she wasn't going to ask me for money, but I looked at her and I knew that our waitress, that she was ready to be saved, that she wanted to be saved. And at first, the person that I went to lunch with, there was a Holy Ghost attraction to that person by this young lady. And but that person didn't quite get it. And so the Lord just kind of threw the ball over to me. And he said, "Now, give her a real good tip, and that's going to change something in her." So I gave her a real nice tip. And then he said, "Now, write on the receipt that you're about to sign, write on there, 'Jesus loves you,' and put her name on there, 'Jesus loves you, Priscilla.'" And so I wrote that on there. And then when she came back, you know, then the door was open, and we were able to, and a very short amount of time, she shared with us that she's Catholic, and then, you know, we shared with her just a little bit, just a few moments, and before you knew it, she was getting born again. Hallelujah. So God doesn't, it's not like he's going to take a long time to do what he's going to do, but he is going to do it, and he's going to do it through you. Praise God. Amen. So as we close, hallelujah, as we close, Minister Elaine, are you still here? No, she must have had to go. Amen. Well, the next time she comes on, we're going to have her to share a testimony with us. She wanted to share something with us. Praise God. Praise God. But I know she's, you know, she's doing other things. As we get ready to go, let me just ask you, anybody have any comments? All of your lines are open. Somebody's working in the kitchen. Put your phone on mute. But if you have any comments, you can go ahead and say it because your lines are open. Okay. So let's now make sure your phone is on mute. I'm serious. I'm hearing some dishes clanging together. So I want to pray the prayer of salvation, and I want to pray it so that you can just kind of get it under your belt, and I'll make it as easy or as short as I can. Because, and I'm telling you that this is so important right now. People are dying so quickly. One day they're here and healthy. The next day they're gone. So just have your heart open, your spirit open to be able to do what the Lord is leading you to do. So pray this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life. Be my Lord. And be my Savior. Show me your ways. And help me to follow you. Forgive me of all my sins. And I thank you, Lord. For saving me today.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
And your prayer, the prayer that you may pray with them, may be a very simple prayer. One of the most simple prayers that I prayed for someone to be saved was, Dear Lord Jesus, I love you with all my heart.
Amen.
That was the most simple prayer. And that prayer was, and right after I prayed that prayer with someone, the Lord said, amen. He said, they are in heaven with us now. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So praise God. I pray. And I just know that God sent each and every one of you at the right place, at the right time. And what you heard today and what you wrote down today was exactly what God wanted you to hear and what he wanted you to write down. And watch and see what God is going to do. Amen. And I remember somebody put down purple hair. Just as a hoot, you know, I'm just going to write down purple hair to just see what happens. And surely they ran into somebody who had purple hair. Praise God. So they knew that that was God. And this is God who is moving and working today. Amen. So like I said, prepare for your tag team preaching. If you have a testimony next week, you can definitely share that. And you can let me know in advance. You can text me in advance, and we'll know, because sometimes when I'm speaking, I'm not looking at my text messages that come in. So please, let me know even in advance if you want to give a testimony. That's fine. So you can do that with tag team preaching. You can read out of your devotional for that. You can share, if God has sent someone to you that's on your treasure map. Amen. So you can share whatever the Lord has given for you to share. You can share a song. If you have a song you want me to play, let me know in advance. I'll have it loaded up to my board so we can all hear it well. And amen. Minister Michaeline, good to see you today. If you feel like singing next Sunday, you know you can. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'll just do a quick shout-out of everybody that I still see here on the board. Well, Pastor Mark was here. I think he had to go. And then Minister Rachel and family, Minister Mary, Pastor Price, Minister Carrie, Sister Joanne, and Minister Michaeline. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, let me just tell you what's going on with our Get 'Em Radio family over the next week. And, oh, my goodness, we're going into July already. It looked like June just went with a flash. So June, tomorrow on Monday, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, it's going to be good with the Bible teaching, always, always. And then on Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Looking forward to that. If you are available to pray in tongues for 15 minutes, please let me know, and we'll put you on the schedule, and you guys have been so good at doing that. Certainly appreciate it. Now, on Wednesday, our next Wednesday, Get 'Em Radio will be on Wednesday, July the 14th, so mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarms. For prophetic healing, we'll have Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey, that will be with us, and we will be praying on the 14th. So please let your family know, let people know who are in need of a healing, and we will definitely pray for them. That's Wednesday, July the 14th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on our Thursday edition of God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio, we're starting a new series this Thursday, July 1st. And it will be with a lady. Her name is Shayna Poole Jones. And what she does is she started, I don't know if she started during the pandemic, putting a table in front of her house and putting food on it. And she started something called Grab and Go, where it was just food that she set up, you know, could be canned foods, produce, whatever, in her front yard. And I just happened to be passing by. That was the Lord showed me a shortcut how to get to Sam's Club, going through the back way, and that caused me to pass by her house. So I've been doing that for about 3 or 4 years now. And then, so I saw her when she started. And once she started, people began to notice. And one thing that has happened is that I saw her on the news where a bank gave her a van to help her to be able to transport the food around. And so there's a lot that God is doing through her. Now she's helping people with their budget. She is helping people get their credit straight. And so God is just having her just move and work in a community. And, of course, she loves the Lord. Amen. So we're going to hear from her every Thursday in July, and it's going to be fantastic. Amen. So as I said, for Thursday, it's 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And then next Sunday, July the 4th, we will be here. Amen. So if you're going out on picnics or you're going out of town, we do understand that. But we will be here on the 4th of July 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. So get your tag team preaching in. Maybe we'll make it a short broadcast. We'll see what the Lord says. And then you can go out and have you some barbecue because I'm having some. Amen. So praise God. Praise God. Now everybody's line is open. If you want to say anything, take your own mute off your phone and you can say something. I'll give you a few moments on that. And then we'll have Pastor Mom make any closing remarks and closing prayer. But we'll give you just a moment.
We want to thank.
Who's speaking?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, Pastor Price. Yes.
Yes. I just wanted to thank God for his good and goodness as we were on a journey and we made it home today. And thank him for all of his goodness and his tender mercy, his amazing grace to us and his kindness.
Yes.
I thank him for all of the many people that he allowed us to meet. We saw quite a few Amish people with bangs, B-A-N-G-S, with bangs. And then where the boots were concerned, we saw that sometimes God would get our attention through boots or through just so many different things that God did on this journey as we went. And we want to thank him so much for his good and goodness unto us. As my family knows, some of my family knows, my children had sent for us during this time. And it was, we met people in hotels. We met people in different places that God allowed us to minister to. And even just sitting down in the, in places, God would send people and even have one man, he was going home to his Indian reservation, and he began to just cry. And he gave us some anointing oil. Gave us a bottle of anointing oil that he was going to give to somebody else. But he was going in to turn himself in. He had a prison sentence, and he had left. But the Lord was sending him back to go and take his prison sentence, to go for his prison sentence. So I want to thank God for all of his good and goodness unto us during this journey so much I couldn't tell it all. So I just wanted to thank him for bringing us home safely, for keeping our home as we did, as we came, for letting our luggage arrive with us because when we got to the station and they were very suspicious about us having all this luggage that we were checking we were right in on the train with the luggage car, but our luggage was not on the luggage car. And so we knew that they had detained our luggage in Los Angeles and would probably be sending out our luggage on the next day. And so, but then we got detained once we got to Chicago, and they put us up in a hotel, which means that our luggage, when it came on the same train that we did. Because we got out the next day. So every piece of the luggage came. Hallelujah. That was such a miracle of God. I thank God for my sister, Mary, who came down to pick us up. I appreciate everything that she has done. I thank God for all of my family, my mom and you, Apostle, and all of my sisters and brothers that have been praying for us on the road. So we just thank God for being here and being back in here. And I was trying to wait till I got through, but I need to go in and get a shower because we came in after we got all the luggage and everything in. I want to listen to the program, so I made a little something I could sit on in there. But this after this train, I need to go in there in the shower, so I'm going to go in there. But I thank God. Yes, I thank God for all that he has done and for keeping the house when we got home and for everything. And for the car still working, the van still working. So I thank him for everything, and I give glory to his holy name.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price, for sharing. Now, that's a testimony. And, you know, we were praying, even this morning, we were praying about your house being, your everything was in place, and that the car, the van would still be working well. Glory to God. So you answered all that without us even asking. So praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you.
So And thank you so much. We pray for you and the young lady's strength. Hallelujah. And how God got you guys back and everything and just took care of you all along the way. Lord God, we give you praise and glory because we know it was all you who did it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Do you want to say anything? The lines are open.
I wanted to say hi to everyone. This is Rachel. I'm from Jersey City, New Jersey. And everyone stay safe. Love you all. It was very encouraging today. And someone did say red, reddish. My daughter came in and she is pregnant. She had a red dress on. And then my and godmom, you had said something about a galloping horse or something like that. Sometimes Gabrielle lets her pink horse do little gallops because when she's playing with it. So I was listening to some of the things I was saying. Some of that was part of what's going on in our home.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you know.
Amen.
All right, amen. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. All right. Anybody else? Or Pastor Mom's going to give us a closing remarks and closing prayer. But we'll give you a moment if anyone else wants to say something.
Yeah, this is.
Okay. All right. Pastor Mom, you have any remarks you want to make?
The remarks were good. The speaking was long talking.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
But it was good. So let's go. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we have her.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
We are now dismissed.
Amen. Well, God bless everyone. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Go on your ultimate treasure hunt. Praise God. Have a blessed rest of the day.